Day trips, I get the 10.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell for another hour. Carlos Correa is going to be joining us at 10 o'clock here on ESPN 97.5. My boy Foxy set that up. So we'll have Carlos. He and Carlos.
You should have. So in the 249 match, one of the things you want to ask him about was when Henry Cejudo beat. So Dominick Cruz had been out of the sport for like 4 years. He'd had injuries and all this stuff. And Cejudo is the only guy who has an Olympic gold medal and then two titles in two different. He had a title in two different weight classes. Like he has been a dominant fighter. So he beats Dominick Cruz. And then retires in the ring in front of very few people. But people were clapping, like media members were clapping for him at the event when he retired to show their respect for him. And he was really, really talented. He's an example of, in that sport, how a guy who came over from wrestling, and this has been going on for years, but he came over and was very, very effective at striking and the other elements of the sport. He was a guy who did that. That's why sometimes when I watch basketball and I see basketball has, for years, they've had guys who began to cross over into multiple positions. You know, Kevin Durant, we take Kevin Durant for granted right now, but the first iteration of a Kevin Durant was to me, it was, come on with the Celtics. It was Kevin Garnett. So Garnett was really a three in the body of a five. He could shoot from distance, okay, but he was extraordinarily athletic, but he was beanpole skinny when he came into the league. And he never was really a big guy. But he was an explosive leaper, shot blocker, but he wasn't a five. And that was weird for back then. Remember that, John, to have a guy who was 6'11", 7 feet with no back-to-the-basket game. Then, you know, several years later when Kevin Durant comes out, it's not that strange anymore because Kevin Durant was the 6'11", hellacious shooter.
I think
6'11".
Probably the first was Sam Perkins, no?
Well, Sam could range, but these are legit. Like, Sam couldn't defend. Sam couldn't beat you off the dribble.
Yeah.
He just was a big guy who could shoot outside.
Right.
Bill Laimbeer could really shoot it from outside.
That tall a guy that just, Laimbeer stood outside. Dirk then was outside.
I'm talking about a legit athlete who was 6'11" or taller, who could shoot it and play like a five, a guy with the height of a five who played like a three. That was Kevin Durant, and we don't even think twice about that anymore. But that's really a crossover appeal. Robert Horry had similar size, as 6'9". But he wasn't a dribbler. Like, he couldn't put it on the ground. But when he stretched, that was a big deal.
Well, Scottie Pippen was, you know what happens is guys shoot up. Dennis Rodman shot up in college, but he had some ball skills because he was a smaller guy for
Anthony
most of
Davis
his life.
Anthony Davis was a point guard when he was in high school,
right,
and then had ridiculous, and now he's got the skills of a big.
That's when, of a small. When you shoot up when you're older and get that kind of size and you have the ball skills because you were shorter when you were younger, that's the golden ticket right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kevin Durant. But Kevin Durant still, it just amazed me how skinny his arms, I mean, how rail thin he still is. And, we talk about, can you imagine Kevin Durant? Now, he would have had to have worked out, right, if he was in the 80s and 90s?
There was not a lot. I mean, you did light lifting. The thought was it would really hurt your jump shot if you got too bulky in the chest.
Well, but you look at Mike and what he did, and
Well, Tim Grover, he had Tim Grover, and Tim Grover understood the body and how you can make your shoulders stronger. You don't want to thicken up the chest to where it's so tight, but you do make your you need to be loose and limber. So I remember Donald Hollis told me when Donald Hollis was a quarterback for the Raiders, he came from Rice. He went to the Raiders, spent time there, and their strength coach was the same strength coach and conditioning coach as Greg Maddux with the Cubs. This guy used to work with Greg Maddux. and he used to work with the Cubs. And then he went over to the Raiders. And his whole thing was Donald was this kind of big, bulky guy, the strong guy who was in the 220s, I think upper 220s. And I remember him telling a story about how he got down into the into the teens, like 215 or whatever. And he was not as bulky across his chest, but he was more limber. And he did a lot more stretching, and it allowed him to create more velocity with his, you know, with his, in terms of his throws. And I think that in basketball, we used to always hear, well, you can't, you don't want to lift weights, it'll throw your shot off. That's what everyone heard. You don't lift weights, it'll throw your shot off. You go look at anybody in 80s basketball, every once in a while you'd run into a guy like, you know, Oakley. But there weren't a lot of Oakleys, Anthony Mason types. I mean, it was more, you had the long, lean guys, some of them with no muscle mass. Moses Malone, I remember, you remember how he looked body-wise, John? He had the big chest. Kevin McHale had the similar body type. Kind of a thicker chest with very little muscle mass.
Right.
It's not the way it looked.
Well, the square shoulders of Kevin McHale was...
It was freaky. You know, it was Frankenstein.
They were always set back. Right. They were always set back. And, yeah, Kevin McHale just didn't... Yeah. I always thought Moses Malone is a beast.
Oh,
just a beast.
He was the best.
I mean,
he was a lot
just
of fun to
crush.
Watch.
Rashad Lewis, 6'11", he could move.
Was he that tall?
Was Rashad 6'11"?
No, he wasn't that tall.
That's what Reagan says, 6'11". I don't know. I'm not believing Reagan. He's an Aggie.
No, he wasn't. I don't recall him being 6'11". It does say 6'10" here on Basketball Reference.
6'10". Yeah, 6'10". Yeah. Way to exaggerate, Reagan. Nice job.
But my point about being a crossover athlete is you take skills from one position and then you turn them into a position you're not used to seeing because of that size. That it would be the equivalent of seeing a guy who is – well, I guess it would be Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley had the size of the height of a shooting guard, the thickness of a power forward, but he had a combination. He had a real combination game where he could post you up, but he also – he wasn't a great shooter, but he was an explosive guy in fast breaks. He could really, really run. Charles was a freakish – he was kind of a freaky guy. There's not a lot of guys who can carry more weight. And then when he leaned down, he became – I mean, he was an MVP during the Jordan era. That's pretty substantial.
Yeah. No, he was – Charles was just an anomaly. The way he could eat and still play, the way he could – I never amazed how Pig Miller – how you can run up and down a basketball floor all day long and gain weight was
thyroid, amazing. John. Thyroid.
Oh, no, he's fat. So, Lance, did you see this headline? Males with low testosterone levels are more likely to die of COVID-19.
See? Men's tea clinic. I've been trying to tell y'all. You want to stay safe in a pandemic, men's tea clinic.
I've been going to Synergenics for years.
You think you're gonna be alive and kicking then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My testosterone levels, I get checked every 6 months. What?
Men's T Clinic. Have they been open this whole time?
So Synergenics has not closed. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess
they
that's
take
a personal
your temperature.
Choice.
As soon as you walk in, they take your temperature. Yeah. It's cool. Sam Perkins was also unique for having every black hairstyle in the 80s and 90s.
Huh? He did. He had the fade. By the way, I picked up a show, Del, that John has watched. I am really into the show. This is the first one where I am for a while where I'm like, man, I cannot wait to get to the next episode. This is a true binge. Succession on HBO. Do you watch that?
I've seen maybe 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, man, does it get good. I'm a big fan of Succession. Of course,
yeah.
The guy who created it and everything is the same guy who created Peep Show, which is one of my favorite comedies of all time. And there are some funny stuff in Succession. There's some really dark comedy, funny stuff. But it is, at its heart, it's definitely not a comedy. But there's really funny stuff with some of the characters, and some of the comments are very clever. But Succession, I'd heard a lot about it. People have spoken very positively. A lot of nominations they had it. It is a good show. Really good show.
And the daughter's a hoe.
She's got some hoe tendencies.
Yep.
But well, wait. Have you watched both seasons?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Maybe she's more hoe than I know.
Well, yeah, you'll see.
Yeah.
She hoes it up. I'm not saying,
what are you shaking your head for, Dell? He just made his comment. She hosed it up.
And I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing. Okay.
Kieran Culkin is so unlikable in that show. My gosh. Roman?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, you were really good at your job. When I can't stand you,
yeah.
It's like, man, this guy's a really good actor. There's a girl who was, there was an episode I saw, like Darlene Snell in Ozark. I can't imagine her being a regular person. That's how good she is. When I see her, I just think this is probably a real person. Is this a documentary? Because this can't be an actress.
Yeah, but see, like in the second season of Homeland, like Dana, Brody's daughter, I wanted to just kill her.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, oh, I know, I just couldn't stand it.
Well,
every time she was on the
Skylar
screen.
White, I've hated Skylar White at
I
times.
I didn't
Marty
feel
Bird's
that.
Wife, I didn't like her.
You don't see, I didn't feel Skylar was all that. She didn't bother me.
Skylar was gross. Me. You're one of the only people who didn't hate her.
Why? Because she had an issue with her husband being a
Yeah, just shut up and let him try to take care of y'all because he had cancer.
And lying. Why? She had a problem with her husband lying and being a drug dealer. Terrible woman.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Ride or die. Okay? No. You either get on or get out.
There are some things Walt died, so she probably made the right decision not to be.
What about the Narcos? They all seem to stay on. They still stayed on the team.
No,
the Narcos.
His wife left him.
That's only because he said, I've had enough of you. I don't need you anymore.
Right. How'd that work out for him when everything was taken away and they were banned from the country? How'd that work out?
Well, you know what? Ride or die, like I said.
Hey, that Wolves group at Knicks is Wolverhampton from the Premier League, not the Bundesliga.
Too bad. You got Wolves.
No.
You're out.
No, I don't want those.
You got the German Wolves.
No, I don't want the German Wolves.
You're
I don't
in.
Want the German show. No.
You're in.
No. No.
He's
they
a
can't wait to see you.
916 ESPN 97.5. You need some insurance, Lance.
TGS insurance. I don't need it. I've done my part. I've texted money to 232323, and I've gotten covered, and you can get covered as well, whether it's homeowners insurance or, by the way, they also can shop for your car insurance. And here's the thing. For many of you, you say, well, I got this special bundle, and I don't want to lose my bundle. All right, I get that. If you got a bundle, whatever the case may be, you're tied up. I'm just telling you that my guys over at TGS Insurance, they have a group. They aggregate A-rated insurance companies. They can shop them immediately with their algorithms, and all you have to do is text your address over to them. First, you text money to 232323, and then they'll ask for your address. They get it, and then within 15 seconds, they'll have a firm homeowner's quote for you. Now, you can make any adjustments you want in terms of flood insurance, whatever the case may be, but they also can shop for your car insurance because they understand that many of you have car insurance tied up with that quote-unquote bundle. If your insurance is not done, if you say, well, we've got 2 months to go, doesn't matter. You can cancel anytime. They will get you set up to get your refund from that company. Text money to 232323 or go to tgsinsurance.com.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, ESPN is doing a story about NFL MVP right now. Who's the dark horse? They had some stupid odds up there. Let me ask you a question. If you threw every NFL player into the hopper, and you could pick any player, who would be the first player selected in an NFL draft? Is Lance there, Del?
Yeah, Pat Mahomes.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes, number one. Who would be second?
Yes, Lamar?
Yeah, I would take Lamar second. Third?
Russell Wilson.
Okay, fourth.
Mm. It's not as easy now at the quarterback position. Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald, would you take him ahead of Deshaun Watson?
Yeah. Aaron Donald is a dominant, dominant, dominant player. Deshaun Watson is not dominant.
Yeah, but the quarterback position is so much more
important. Yeah, I'd rather have the dominant.
Not me. I'd rather have Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun is – I like Deshaun fine. I think we're really misremembering how many average games he had this year too.
Well, William Hill Sportsbook feels the same way as you do. Their NFL odds MVP, Pat Mahomes plus 350, Lamar Jackson plus 600, Russell Wilson plus 800, Deshaun is next at plus 1400, Brady plus 1600, Drew Brees plus 1800, Dak Prescott plus 2000. So in other words, 2000, it means that if you bet $100, you would get 2000 back. So, and if you bet Pat Mahomes, if you bet $100, you would get $350 back, mm-hmm. which is a pretty good bet. Now, ESPN, just I don't know where they're getting their odds from. They had Dak as the third favorite at 9-1. 900, plus 900.
Third favorite to win an MVP?
Yeah. I mean, what?
First and foremost, you have to pick guys who you think can win championships.
Or compete for
championships.
Well, right. I mean, it's at the end of the season, so they have to be a playoff team.
11 or 12, yeah. You need to have double-digit wins for sure.
Right. You got to have double-digit wins. And the Cowboys are capable of that. They are.
They
didn't show it. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that long ago they were a double-digit win team. And you know, they could be a double-digit win team. Absolutely. Obviously, didn't play that way last year. I think the addition of more weapons with CeeDee Lamb is going to be helpful for Dak. I think Dak is going to have a good season, really good season, as a matter of, and especially playing on the franchise tag. He's going to have himself a big year.
Did the Texans cookies not come through? Why are you saying these good things about the Cowboys?
Well,
did you not get the pizza?
I think they have a chance. I love it when they disappoint everyone. I liked, actually, in the preseason, I love building them up, that they're going to be great, 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 and then they suck, and it's awesome.
No. Well, since Dak Prescott has been there, 13 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins, 8 wins, not bad. They finished first or second in the division all those times. There's no Jason Garrett this year.
Right. No, Dave, he's played pretty well. And yeah, they have won with him, and they could. You know what? That division's wide open. Is Philadelphia all that done? Philadelphia couldn't have been more disappointing last year.
I still don't feel like Dak Prescott's going to be able to put the numbers up. I think the
Giants. It's going to be a battle. The Giants and Redskins, worst team in the league, and I'm not sure which one gets there.
Wait! Say that again.
Giants and Redskins.
No, you really think so? I think the Giants have a chance with Saquon Barkley and with I'm not sure Daniel Jones maybe isn't better than we're giving him credit for. And then Darius Slayton, their rookie, performed really well as a rookie. I think the Giants are a little tougher out right now than the Redskins.
We'll see. Don't forget, second year of a quarterback. And, you know, all that tape on him. And now all of a sudden we can – and the second year is a big, big – we'll see if he takes that.
And do we think Joe Judge is a good coach?
Yeah, we don't need special team coach from the Patriots. How's that going to work out?
I guess we have to ask Harbaugh because he's done fine as a special teams coach.
Well, yeah. The formula, at least for the Patriots, is if you are an assistant, you pretty much.
Now that's not true.
Great. Well, Bill O'Brien's probably been certainly the guy who's been the best.
And he's changing it all. He's changing the narrative.
I feel like that's not
is
the case.
Is he?
Yeah, the Patriots.
He's the 17th ranked coach in the league.
And according to who? Not according. John.
Not according to
you. Do you want to just watch what you're saying right now? Which one is he, John? Is he cookie? Is he the guy that gives you cookies and you're happy and you say how much they're going to win? Or is he the 17th rated coach? Which one is he?
Cookies are gone already. What am I going to do?
Did he get the re-up?
Man.
When John gets the re-up, we'll talk about Bill O'Brien.
It can change inside of an hour.
Yeah, the cookies are gone. Yeah. I need my – the Connect hasn't come through this morning.
Yeah. Guess what?
Dak Prescott ain't winning no MVP.
So what – if they have a big year, I mean, we'll see.
You know, he did throw for 4,900 yards and 30 touchdowns. It's kind of a low touchdown number relative to the yards, but –
you know, his numbers were pretty good, actually. 30 and 11, 4,902 yards. His 8 wins is a lot for them.
And they added another weapon. Yeah. And CeeDee Lamb, so they're all in on
that's
Dak
what, that
and that
one
offense.
Of the things
is Dak,
he had to have.
Okay, I think a lot of quarterbacks, you're better off with – I think you get diminishing – I think there's most quarterbacks, you're going to get diminishing returns the more you ask them to throw. I think the special quarterbacks can make it better, but I think a lot of – and sometimes it doesn't even have to do with the player as much as it has to do with the effect it has on the team.
Well, like, how many passes did he throw?
How many passes did Dak throw?
Yeah.
Almost 600.
Yeah, that's too much. They need to run. They need to, you know, they need Zeke to be a workhorse.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're better off. They're better off if Zeke is more involved.
Yes.
And maybe you're throwing a little less.
But even if he throws a little bit less and he's more accurate and he's got game breakers that can, you know, now he's got CD. He gets rid of Randall Cobb. Michael Gallup's a year older. Maybe another tight end that can help him out. We'll see. But he, you know what? If you win, even if the formula is running the football and, you know, a short passing or whatever passing game, you still got to rely on the quarterback. And the quarterback is going to get all the love.
I mean, Zeke, they gave him over 300 carries last year, which was 3 down from the year before. He was less productive, yards per carry. A little bit less.
Well, their interior play was not as good.
I mean, so they gave him the Brock 300 times, and he had 54 receptions. So we're talking about 355 touches. How many times are you going to give Zeke? I know it doesn't matter. We can run a running back into the ground, but the dude got over 350 touches last year. It wasn't like he was a guy they didn't
use. That's why Dallas – I mean, that's why they're 8-8 is it's not the offensive side of the ball. It's the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they didn't win 8 games because the offense was terrible. They won 8 games because their defense wasn't very good.
Yeah. Could have won more games. Right. Right. Now you need a pass rusher pad.
You know, and that's part of winning an MVP, to your point, is you need to win games. You have to win divisions to be an MVP typically. And to do that, it's more than just one side of the football. You got to do both.
Right. Well,
at least have enough.
Better. They could play better defensively.
Yeah, Kansas City wasn't a great defensive unit by any stretch. But
and
now Mahomes didn't win the MVP last year.
No, but Lamar did. And they played offense, and they had a great record, and they blew it in the postseason. And we'll see if that's not held against them because, you can't tell me the voters don't. Hey, wait a minute. Well, at Notre Dame, you know what? Notre Dame is great. Another great regular season. Great. Are we going to put them in the playoffs? Oh, great. That's what Notre Dame's going to do. You know what? Lamar Jackson better get out of the first round this year, or he's going to get himself a tag. Great regular season player, but are we going to give him another MVP? I mean, he can't get out of the first round of the playoffs. So, I mean, that monkey's going to get big on his back. 713-780-3776-928. Carlos Correa going to join us at the top of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you guys happen to read Bleacher Report's article on Sammy Watkins by any chance?
Missed it.
Okay. This is a professional football player. This is the hero of a Super Bowl. I'm going to read some of the things Sammy Watkins said in this article. It's on Bleacher Report. It's written by Tyler Dunn. And if somebody told you this on the street somewhere, 100% I know what your thought would be. I'm going to read you some of this. This is Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins feels a presence around him, a dark presence, like he's being stalked, like evil lurks. He felt it worse 3 years ago when he researched religious stories of the beginning of mankind and took it too far. There was Adam, okay, Eve, got it, but the serpent, no. The serpent was not just some snake. All the things we think are good aren't good. All the things we think are bad aren't bad. God could be Satan, Watson explains. Jesus could be Lucifer. Watson started to feel a dragon-like, snake-like presence around him. And then, when he went for a drive, he saw something that petrifies him to this day. He doesn't dare vocalize details, doesn't dare risk welcoming this sight back into his life. But it horrified him. It was demonic. It made one thing clear to Watkins. There's bleep out there that can happen in this world that can take your life, my life, if it wants to. He says here in a moment at the Big Easy restaurant in early March, just a few weeks after making the signature play in the Super Bowl, Watkins looks terrified, but then the terror quickly vanishes because now Watkins knows how to ignore all evil. And death? Psh, Watkins isn't afraid of death. Quote, not when you know you've probably died so many times and you're still here, you keep coming back. So he goes on to say that he's going to, if he ever has a son, Watkins may just leave his body and then come back through the sun. He said, heaven and hell exist right here in our brain. What side are you going to choose? The good wolf or the bad wolf? He goes on also, he keeps talking about how spirits are entities, he calls them. They move through the etheric body, one of the seven bodies of multidimensional consciousness. They can be good. They can be evil. They all want to experience our physical world. And he said his uncle died because something just turned him off. He just turned his whole body off and had him die. He goes on to say that he has seen aliens. Man, I mean, the darkest times ever. And there's going to be more darkness, more craziness. As in, quote, just darkness, just the way the world is turning. This bleep you're seeing, people are getting taken, killings, the dying, the way the world is turning. I don't think it's any human that's doing it. There are other things. Other things like COVID-19, it seems like he's never even heard of the novel coronavirus on this day in early March. But 2 weeks later, when the world is more aware of the virus spread, Watkins will simply say that, yes, this is the new world order coming, and I'm ready. And he goes on to mention, I mean, he mentions a lot of stuff. He mentions a lot of stuff. There are aliens being mentioned. He has seen aliens. There's a lot of stuff that will make people a little concerned about his mental health. I can tell you that.
Hmm. Well, and what? What is there? What is odd about anything that he said so far?
Well, I didn't get to all of it. It's a rather long article, and my guess is that since he gathered all this information in March and is writing it in May, that he wanted to double-check on a lot of this stuff. I don't think the world knows what athletes go through off the field, Watkins says. We have family. We have lives. You have good and bad in your family. I'm like bleeping Jesus in my family. I was putting family before football. I wasn't focused on football. I was like, bleep football. I have to figure out how I'm going to put my family in a position to be successful or not get killed or not get in a situation where they can go to jail. I was fighting a war outside of football, he talks about. That's before he gets into the a lot of the
Do you want your kids to go to prison, Lance? No.
Well, no, I don't want it to be Sammy Watkins either.
No.
You don't want them to be a first-round pick in the NFL draft?
Yeah. Okay.
Not all the Sammy Watkins stuff. I don't think we get to pick and choose.
You don't want to come back through your son?
No. None of them.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. You could none be of snacks. Them. You could be snacks and eat quesadillas all day.
None of them.
Cheese quesadillas.
No, you don't live not on snacks. Snacks like steak and steak fat.
You don't want to live on steak fat?
No. Snacks will literally ask you, can you, because his mom won't let him have steak fat because he'll just sit and eat. He'll eat so much steak, and he goes, will you cut the fat off and sneak it over to me? Okay, snacks. Here's some steak.
I used to love steak fat when I was a kid, too.
Of course. That has good flavor.
Everybody did. Dad, give me the steak fat. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, and, has good flavor. Yeah. He loves the steak fat. But this, and then fighting demons. He talks about the demons he's had to fight. If you want to check this article out, it is a long article, but it really illustrates what Sammy Watkins is going through right now, which
is being a champion, right?
I guess that's not really a lot of what this article
beating
focuses
up
on.
Richard Sherman to seal the deal for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, I think Sammy wishes maybe that was the only thing going on in his head.
Well, you say all this stuff like it's a bad thing.
I heard a lot of things.
Just because you haven't seen Aliens doesn't mean he hasn't.
Yeah, you're being a skeptic. That's what I call you.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a skeptic so much as deeply concerned for Sammy Watkins currently.
The tone of your voice sounded skeptical.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little concerned. I will say that. When you read this article, you will be too. It's in Yard Barker. Y'all can see it. You can see all the stuff he talks about here. It's in a brief summary.
You know,
you can
the Chiefs,
check it out.
The Chiefs apparently didn't care that much because didn't they sign him to a new, not, it wasn't a long-term deal, but he got a new deal, a one-year deal. So, hey, you can see all the aliens you want, but we're going to give you $9 million for this upcoming season.
He's another guy that's extraordinarily well-traveled for just being 26.
He's been a Ram, a Chief, a Bill. Are those the three so far?
Yeah, I guess those are the three. And he has been in the league since the Johnny Manziel draft is what we like to call it.
Who calls it that?
How many years has he had over 800 yards receiving?
Well, he's been injured quite a bit, it feels like.
He's played 6 years in the league.
Oh, I have the stats in front of me. It's its second year and the second year only.
You know, only the first 2 years has he been. He really hasn't done much at all. Two touchdowns, eight touchdowns, three and three since his first 2 years in the league. But he did, as you mentioned, Dell. He's dealt with injuries.
And I know we're killing Bill O'Brien.
He's not going to be a Texan.
For what he did for. No, I almost said something.
Why?
Sammy's not going to be a Texan.
Why? He said he could be Jesus. He could be God.
I don't know. I don't think.
Jesus.
I don't think. He said he's Jesus in his family.
In his family, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Jesus could be the devil, though, right?
You did say that. I don't think Jack Easterby's going to be good with that. We killed Bill O'Brien, but the Chiefs are like, you know what, Sammy? You gave us 52 catches, three touchdowns. We're going to give you $9 million. Was that a good deal?
Listen, what did Sammy Watkins do in 2016? Because
he wasn't
not
good.
Much. He
not
was
much.
Hurt. He was hurt.
You can't even
use
that
defense. Then he's not going to be a Texan.
Yeah.
Because if you weren't good in 2016, you ain't going to be a Texan.
What if you're good in 2015?
No. It's 2016 is the magic year, Del. That's
way
too
far. Josh, then why didn't they go after Josh Norman harder? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Doesn't make any sense.
No consistency.
No. Darlene Snell, Roman Roy, bad, but no actor is evoked. I know he's an actor, but I'll still punch him in an airport like Ramsey Bolton.
He's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
Ramsey Bolton was the guy that I can't imagine him being a real human who doesn't actually skin people and cut off body parts. And he seems like the worst person I've ever seen.
Ramsey or Joffrey? Who's the one who you most identify?
Ramsey or who?
That actor is that
Joffrey.
That guy. Ramsey or Joffrey?
Ramsey.
Joffrey was a...
And you know, you guys, we've all seen Gladiator. You know the actor for Joffrey? He based Joffrey off Commodus, the Joaquin Phoenix character from Gladiator.
Oh, yeah?
He said, I look at that petulant little guy. I'm going to be him. That's who he got his motivation
great
to Joffrey
job.
From.
Look at that. He did an unbelievable job.
Great job.
But he didn't go after his sister.
He didn't have a sister.
He did like to,
well, he did, actually.
He liked to shoot bow and arrows into hookers, though.
Yeah,
so.
He liked to hurt women.
He did like to hurt women.
Just not a sister, per se.
So did Ramsey. Ramsey liked to hurt women,
know.
And he would whack off your he'd wang
he would,
whack.
He would cut off your...
He'd cut off your skin. Like, Ramsey, what are y'all talking about?
I just asked, who when you see this actor, is he... Because the Ramsey dude actually been in other stuff, not that people would know, just because a lot of it's over
England.
No,
I'll think immediately of
Joffrey. Anytime you see
Joffrey.
That kid Jack, I think his name's like Jack, his first name. You're going to think Joffrey.
I mean, he could be a Los Angeles high school kid too, though. You know,
that's true.
He could be
hair.
Little snot high school kid from Los. Speaking of Los Angeles, you see, L.A.'s not open until A stay-at-home order will extend through July.
For where?
L.A.
Yeah, I've heard Chicago's all the way through this month, too, for sure.
Through July.
That seems – I don't see how you can call it that early.
I know. Skylar White was a complete biznatch. She gave her side piece $650,000 of Walter's money. That kind of mess will get your head bust open to the white meat.
That's a Bernie Mac line.
That was a Lamont line.
I don't even remember who Skylar's side piece was.
No, but the white meat thing is a Bernie Mac line. I remember him. And did Walt beat him up or have him beat up? I forgot what happened. Did that guy die?
Probably.
I think he died. In
most people got killed by Walt when it was all said and done.
But I can't fault Skylar for having a side piece, really. I mean, I know, stay loyal, but whatever. The dude's out selling drugs and other things. I can't fault her for trying to live her life.
We
Sorry.
Call it pushing weight in the industry, Dell.
You're in the industry?
I well, thought you were a numbers guy. Well, not we, me, but in the TV industry.
I thought you were an NFL network guy.
Yeah, I
Good
thought
Lord.
You were a draft pick. Now you're
I'm
pushing
actually
weight.
A social commentator. I commentate. I'm a commentator on social matters on
a
blog.
I think you'd say that when one of your guards get on a scale. Man, you're pushing some weight there, bro.
we do that as well. Woo!
Yeah.
You're Ooh. Pushing too much weight.
Yeah. Okay.
You're pushing you way like too Walter much White? Weight, Larry Warford.
Speaking of Larry Warford, has he signed yet? Oh, speaking of which, Greenard signed.
Jonathan Greenard from University of Florida.
Oh, good. Yeah. There's nothing more anticlimactic anymore.
Got a third-round pick in, dude.
Than guys signing. Who cares? Got no OTAs.
Oh, really? You get your top draft pick signed? That's not important.
No one cares anymore. Everyone signs. No one holds out. What are they holding out for? They're slotted.
Everything's slotted, yeah.
Well,
no such thing.
944, ESPN, 97.5. Carlos Correa joining us top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on JT Just Tried to Kill Me. What is that? Apple cider vinegar? Holy crap, he just tried to kill me. If I die, I coughed right after I drank that. Do you think I got the coronavirus?
It's up for debate, certainly.
I need a Texans cookie. Where are the Texans cookies? Oh, they're gone. Wendy took them. She took them all to work. Now everybody at Channel 13 is going to love the Texans.
Well, they already do. They're on their network channel. How long has this JT cayenne, apple vinegar, whatever thing been going on for now?
This is weeks now that now he's making a smoothie with a rotten banana. And, no, he's health conscious. I don't know.
And you're drinking this stuff?
I just drank some.
For what?
And holy crap.
For what?
I don't know. Just to be healthy? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, everything's working great.
Do you think everything I do
you
is healthy,
You balance it
Lance?
Out with Coors
don't
Light.
You?
It's not going to be healthy.
That's right. That's right. Today, we go to Wildcat. We're playing some of the highest elevations in the city. Ooh, not as much wind today. I love it. So guess what? Guess what? I've got to balance some of those Coors Lights out with some apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it should be fine.
No, I'm fine. Oh, yeah? And then I get my testosterone shot? Bing, bing, bing. I don't die of the COVID.
Everything's going to be good. Did you see a surprise team that came out? You know, there's only a few teams that could actually handle having Cam Newton on the team without it. At least if you want him to be a backup, which there's no starting jobs available right now. Without it overrunning, like he would overrun, the Cam name would overrun the Patriots if he takes over. Any kind of Jarrett Stidham stuff they want to do, they wouldn't be able to experiment with that. I think it would overrun Nick Foles over there. I'm not even counting Trubisky. Trubisky's out. But I think it would overrun Nick Foles in Chicago. Anywhere he goes, Jacksonville, it would overrun eventually Minshew because he's a guy fans will be demanding that he plays, no matter how the guy plays in front of them. And then he is a player who has a history. Like, he's got a history of as an MVP. So he's going to get a lot of love. And maybe rightfully so. So only a few teams could add him. Like, the Texans could add him, and no one would be calling for Newton over. Well, I say that, but I actually think there would be people calling for Newton over Deshaun. Not the masses, but there would be some people. But the team that's now being mentioned with him is the Seattle Seahawks. And I think that's an interesting team because Cam would make a lot of sense if he could play the role of backup to Russell Wilson. Seahawk fans are not going to be calling for Cam Newton to take over for Russell Wilson. General fan bases or general football fans couldn't call for that. No one could call for that feasibly. There's no way you could call
Cam's
for that.
But Cam's not taking a backup job.
Then what job is he taking in the NFL? Then he's not going to be a quarterback.
I think the Patriots are just waiting this thing out because nobody needs a quarterback, and they're waiting, and they're going to get the best deal on him, and then they're going to bring him in late.
If the Patriots don't sign him, then where does he play? Is there any other team?
I don't see one.
I think there's a chance, unless Cam is willing. I don't think Cam Newton calls the shots. I really don't. I mean, if it's not the Patriots, I don't think Cam Newton calls the shots on this thing. I think he's a backup.
I don't think he signs with the Russell.
Well, he's only a backup no matter where he goes to start. We know, obviously, at the Patriots, there'd be a good opportunity to win the job or to eventually become the starter. We know that. But teams who want to avoid that are not going to even look at him.
Right. I think the Chargers would be a, you know what, are you sure Tyrod Taylor?
I do too. I think the Chargers would be a great fit. I think he offers more than Tyrod Taylor. Justin Herbert, to me, this needs to be a sit and watch for the first half of the year type season.
Right. I mean, yeah. I think the Patriots are waiting this out. I think that Cam. I don't think he's going to Seattle. He said, I'm not going anywhere to go sit. Are you crazy? I mean, he's a former MVP. You see him working out. He thinks too much of Cam Newton. He loves Cam Newton.
Yeah, but Cam Newton is not the same guy right now. He can't. What was he, an MVP 3 years ago?
Was it three? Wait a minute. Was it 2016? Because guess what?
No, I think it was 2017. But it might No, you know what? It was 2016.
Yeah, well.
That's how long ago it was.
He was an MVP. No, he's an MVP in 15.
Holy crap, even later.
Then forget it.
We keep talking about former MVP. That was literally 5 years ago.
His agent did come out and say, as talk was building, like almost immediately after we heard that Cam didn't want to go play be a backup, his agent came out and said, no, he'll be a backup. There was a report. So I'm sure that news coming out about him being a starter was like, all right, teams are like, okay, fine, whatever. So agent was like, we got to get this man a job. So he did try to squelch some of that stuff.
My gosh, Cam Newton's completion numbers, John. Whew. He was 59.8% the year he won the MVP. The year after that, 52.9%, which is a staggeringly low number the year after. Or in the NFL period. 59.1%, 67.9% in 14 games, which was an okay season in 2018. It was okay. And then last year, I don't even, he started two games. Man, we talk about, we beat up on Josh Allen and some of these guys for not having 60% in college because Josh Allen didn't. But Cam was functional, more than functional. He had moments where he was a really good quarterback and others there he was okay. He's thrown for over 4,000 one time in his career, and that was his rookie year. But he does have a bunch of touchdowns because he had a ton rushing. He's been in the 20s 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in his career, 20 touchdown passes.
I give him the pass last year because of the shoulder, though.
Yeah.
Last year and the year before, he was really banged up.
And that's because he runs so much.
Well, and the referee, I agreed with him wholeheartedly. The referees didn't protect him like they did other quarterbacks.
He takes too many. Some of it is on Cam. He takes too many sacks. He always has. But when you're a play extender, that's going to happen. He was used on short yardage running. At some point, that takes a toll on you.
And I think that that's one of the things that concerns me about Lamar Jackson is, and it always has, this has always been my thing for my NFL write-up, as long as they can keep him healthy. But at some point, you have to dial back the running, and you have to get where you can defeat people from the pocket. This is why it's mentioned all the time, is because, and Cam was 250 pounds. I mean, Cam is a warrior.
Right.
One of the biggest, most physically imposing quarterbacks in the history of pro football. Maybe
Lamar is different, though. And Lamar didn't take hits. Did we see him get lit up?
He did against Buffalo. But that was the only game I remember seeing him really take some big, heavy shots. Right. But that's also year one as a full-time starter. I think they have to dial back. This is why, to me, J.K. Dobbins was so important. Because at some point, you want the threat of Lamar to continue to live on without having to have him run as much.
We gotta break it here because Carlos is gonna call us. Carlos is calling in, Dell. I give him the number, so he'll be joining us. Carlos Correa is gonna be here on the other side. We will talk some baseball with him, but he wants to talk MMA. We'll talk MMA. That'll be next right here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about HRP. HRP.net. 281-880-6525. What is your business like right now? Because if your payroll company hasn't been helping you out with this, or if you're doing your own payroll and you've been trying to figure out all of these things, all the benefits, there's a Families First COVID-19 Act. There's all the PPPs. There's the small business loans that are out there as well. Have you been helped by your payroll company? Have they done all the work? Have they done the legwork? Have they made sure that you have all the answers? Have they been knowledgeable? All of these things are going on right now, and you need answers. Well, HRP has the answers. They have had an expert in the Affordable Care Act forever. And, you know, a lot of other payroll companies have been screwing this up while they have an expert that can help you on every step of it. And now they've got experts on every step of what's going on with all the relief and benefits that you get and unemployment stuff that you're dealing with. So if you are looking for that payroll company that is going to have all the information that you need in these desperate times, all you got to do is call 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Dell, we're going to go long.
Sam Lindsay with the Houston SaberCats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate,